way the Department of Defense always responds. I mean, to me, if I had to give deference to the district court and their decision, I'd give a lot of deference here. So do I take that into account?
No, Your Honor.
No, I have to just throw it out and say you can act whatever you want on a FOIA request, be as ornery as you want, as disgusting as you want, and I still have to give you the right to argue the exemption on four.
Well, Your Honor, I mean, generally, in terms of the procedure or the process that the agency follows, there generally isn't a claim based on that. District Court did ultimately reach the merits, and, you know, when we submitted both a redacted and an unredacted version of the plan for the court's in-camera review, along with the declaration, and as it turns out, it was not exactly what the district court wanted, and but we thought we were being helpful, and we apologize that it turned out it wasn't what the district court wanted.
Well, but you know, you didn't try.
Well,
you just said what you wanted.
Well,
you said a redacted to him and an unredacted, or redacted to the other side and an unredacted to him, and he had to guess. Now he's got to go through, and based on this affidavit, which really doesn't pertain to what you said, is generally there, so I've got to, even I have to look through the affidavit to find out what the devil you're really saying. You know, explain it.
Well, I think with all due respect, I mean, we thought we were being helpful. We certainly did not intend to make it difficult for the district court or for this court. But ultimately, the district court did reach the merits, and he did not decide on the basis of the fact that we didn't comply with his request. He ultimately did reach the merits, and it's the merits of his decision that is the basis for our appeal here.
Okay. I hear your answer.
Thank you. And I would like to emphasize, you know, the types of information here. You know,
court said nothing can be withheld. So the district court didn't really care about that parsing out. I think that's probably why the district court didn't base anything on that. He simply said nothing's protected here under Exemption 4, nothing's protected under Exemption 6, and therefore I don't care. So it would have been nice if it had been handled differently. I don't think it really made a practical difference here in the plaintiff's position. While they were unhappy about this, of course, it was not we win because of this conduct. It was simply, well, the government didn't do this, so we had to file a lawsuit, but not that they were supposed to win the case because of the conduct. Now, on the merits here, what we think is fundamentally wrong with the district court's decision is the district court said that you have to show, to get Exemption 4, that the information would cause competitive harm, and you rejected the declaration. There are really two, but they're essentially one's more elaborate than the other, but you rejected the two declarations on the basis that they said it could, and it's true, they do say could. This could happen, this could happen. But in this court, in Lyon Raisin's case, said it could is enough. And I think it's clear why could has to be enough. Nobody in Sikorsky's position can say what its competitors will do with the information if they get their hands on it. The best Sikorsky can say is, well, if you got this information, you could use it to damage Sikorsky. It can't possibly say, I know that one of our competitors will, in fact, go get the information and decide to use the information against Sikorsky. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. So the best thing that a cleric can say is it could. And what the district court said was, could's not enough. That was the only basis for rejecting the Exemption 4. And I submit that's simply not the law, or should it be the law, that you have to show, in fact, harm, competitive harm, will happen. Opposing counsel also says we have to show that there's actual competition. We agree, we do have to show that. Two points about that. The first is this wasn't raised below by the plaintiff, and so they've waived it. And the second point is our declarations make it very clear that, in fact, we are in competition with a list of companies that we name, and that we're in competition for government contracts, which is what this is all about. So that is the second element of establishing Exemption 4. You've got to show actual competition, and you've got to show it could harm you. We respectfully submit that our declarations establish both of those things here, and therefore the district court simply erred in rejecting Exemption 4. On Exemption 6, I think Judge Smith, you had it just right. Not an overwhelming privacy interest in the email addresses, the phone numbers, and the signatures, but no public interest whatsoever in those being turned over to a plaintiff. They don't show anything about how the government operates, how it dollars. And if you have pricing information, you have information how we intend to cost what we're going to fund in-house, what we're going to send to outside suppliers, then you now have information about how we're going to structure our deal. That may give you a competitive advantage. How can they possibly prove that you can use that?
Your Honor, in your example, you mentioned pricing information. I don't believe that that's an issue here. I do not believe there's any pricing information in the heavily redacted document I've seen. To be honest, oftentimes I can't tell what has been redacted by the
government. There are ways in which they've indicated how they determine whether they're going to do something in-house, how they're going to send something out. They've got information in there about how they use their small business subcontractors. And if that's useful, and they said that it is useful, but how can they possibly prove that somebody will use that information?
Your Honor,
does it always have to be conditional? It doesn't always have to say, if Bell Helicopter uses this information, it will be useful to them. But it's still got to be conditional.
But you've got to provide the trial court with enough information to where the trial court can understand how this information would likely be used. Not would necessarily be used, but would likely be used by a competitor in order to obtain a competitive advantage over the submitter. And in this case, they simply did not do that. They said, well, maybe somebody could use this. The allegations in the declaration are all completely conclusory. There is no evidence as to why
Arbuckle.